two. You are on the air. Give me your name and question for Sophia, please.
Catherine. Hi, Sophia.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. How can I help?
My quick little synopsis is that I became reunited three seasons ago with my first love from two decades ago, and I'm available. He's in an unhappy marriage, and there are feelings between us, and I want to know if what's going to happen. I desperately
well, I need his name.
Would. Peter.
Peter, let me have a look here. Kathleen.
Thank you.
Let me see here. He does. He does care about you a lot, and there's a very strong connection that exists here. It's very hard for him to create that separation in his marriage, and I feel that it really is more founded on finances than founded on any other aspect of love or connection or deep respect or caring for each other whatsoever. Do you know how long he's been with this person?
5 years.
All right. Do you know what her name is real quick?
Yes. Cindy.
Cindy, let me have a look here. His emotions are very turned off to her. Okay, this is ending. I feel that he's going to announce to her that he really wants a divorce and he really wants to move forward with a divorce, I would say sometime towards the end of the year between Thanksgiving and Christmas. But he's going to start pulling back from her before that, more like really, well, he's already pulled back from her. He's turned off to her emotionally. But he's going to really start pulling back from her September, October, November, almost like, I hate to say this, kind of like being a bit of a prick and being very passive-aggressive towards her. Sorry,
you're
throwing on the
like
line,
me.
Diane.
No, you sound like me.
You did not just say that. I did
I'm
not
sorry,
hear
I
that.
I laugh at that. I'm like, oh, my God, she's using my language. Okay, go ahead. I'm
well, the people that call me, the people that call me know how I talk, so I apologize, Diane. I'm full of love and life. Okay, so I feel like he's being very passive-aggressive towards her. Okay, in a way to kind of drive home the fact that he really doesn't want to be with her. So in a way, he's trying to get her to decide or make the decision or say, you know what, I just don't want to be with you anymore because you're just a jerk. But I feel that this is coming to an end around the end of the year. And I feel it's because he does not want to go into the next year with this albatross still around his neck. So my advice to you on this, Kathleen, is to just be cool as a cucumber with him until he makes this happen. You've got to try to be detached if you can. Try to detach, be a little bit distant and aloof with him.
And let him come this, and Catherine, and let him, I understand, it's totally, hey, Kath works for me, that's totally cool. So in other words, just lay back, and if you give him some room, he's going to come your way. Is that kind of what you're saying without saying it?
That's what I'm saying. That is exactly
okay.
what I'm saying.
I understand that.
Let him communicate. Let him come to you. Let him do the crazy dance and end this thing with his wife, because you don't want to be caught in the karmic fallout of that either.
No, and
you don't want to be the reason
for
the divorce.
I've made it very clear that I will give him room and that I was not going to go forward, but I didn't want to be the reason for his divorce. When he was ready, I was going to be here for him. I've already made that clear. But I just wanted to hear somebody say, guess what, you did the right thing, it's going to happen.
You did the right thing. And that was the only way to handle it. That was the only way to handle it, really, Catherine. That was the only way to handle
it. Okay, good. This is cool. I got two chicks to pat me on the back and say you everything is good. Okay, take the next person in line. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye-bye.
I love it. That was a great question, really. Yeah, very good. And you know, too,